you just wrapped up your press conference. I want to start with something you said that I thought was pretty funny. You got the room to laugh. That whichever assistant coach helped get those college free agents to sign would help go sell some cars at Winter dealerships. Who won? Who's going to be selling
you
cars?
You know, I got to go back. I haven't seen the final results yet, but I did offer them part-time work at the Chevy store selling used cars if they did a heck of a job with the CFA. So we've got a couple that did a nice job, but I got to go tally the final results.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. You know, I think Corey Unlin did a tremendous job there. Corey, you know, he was great. Tyke Tolbert did a good job with the wide receivers, and Adam Peters did a nice job. So I mean, it's going to be a battle.
I'm asking. It was funny in the press room, but the reason is days 1 and 2 in the draft made for TV very important. Day like today, though, just as important, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, every draft pick is just as important. I think that you know, today's the longest day, and obviously after the first two, where all the excitement is. But today's the day that, you know, you can find some gems, and, you know, we feel like we did. We're thrilled with the way the draft fell for us and think that we have got some kids that really can come in and help us, you know, win football games.
On the clock this year, I asked you how preparing for the draft has maybe changed or matured since you've been here. That time on the clock, though, how's that? That comfort is there. You said it's a lot more seamless. Has that changed? Is that part of it also?
Yeah, well, I think with experience, it gets easier every year. And I think that, understanding how the trades and those type things are going to come in, they're easier to make those decisions. Plus, as a group, we worked much better. Having known each other now for 3 years, it's becoming seamless. And so I think that we continue to get better at it. We've had two good classes before this one. We think this is a good class, and we're hopefully that we can continue to get better when it comes to the draft. But, you know, because this is the basis for our organization, and what's going to make us competitive for a long time.
Monte, how you doing, sir?
Ronnie Hillman last year in the third, Monte Ball this year in the second. I got a chance to meet him. Seemed like a great guy. He loved looking up there at that photo up there on the wall. Guy he watched play for a long time.
That's who he reminds me of.
I was going to ask you, as a former player, when you watch him on tape, what were you looking at that said, I want to bring that guy in?
Well, number one, his production was so good, and especially his last 2 years. I think he had 33 touchdowns as a junior, and then 22 touchdowns as a senior. And so production-wise, yards-wise, he had 1,900 yards last year. But when I was watching him run, he looked like Terrell. He ran a lot like Terrell. We put him up, combine numbers up next to Terrell's, and they were pretty similar. And so he just reminded a bunch of Terrell. So hopefully we can get that same thing out of Monty that Terrell produced during his years.
The Denver Broncos select Sylvester Williams, defensive tackle, North Carolina.
Going in right now, the defensive lineroom is going to look a little bit different than it did towards the end of last year. And I asked Matt Russell about Sylvester Williams with him being available at 28. How thrilled were you that he was available at 28?
Well, you know, and to find quality defensive tackles is always very difficult, and especially in the draft, especially when you're drafting 28 where we were, because those guys usually go so early. And obviously this year 18 linemen went in the first round,
right?
And so there was a lot of them, but we thought that Sylvester was a top 20 pick, and so never really dreamed that he'd get to us at 28. And so when he fell to us, we were thrilled to get him there, because it's a kind of an anchor we've been looking for a long time. A top-notch, good, young defensive tackle that can hold the point inside and get some penetration and also rush the passer from inside and give us that ability to do that. So Sylvester's going to be the guy that does that.
You're on the clock today. You're making phone calls to picks, guys that are coming in. Then you also sign Sean Phillips. You're still working free agency on the third day of the draft and building this football team. Sean Phillips, you addressed why you brought him in. It happened today. Just it all happens just when it happens, and you just got to do it when the deal's there, I guess.
Yeah, and we brought Sean in yesterday and had a chance to visit with him all day yesterday and get to know him a little bit. And so we just thought that if we could get something done with Sean, he was a good fit for us because he can do a lot of different things. The versatility that he has, he can play outside linebacker, or he can also play rush the pass on the open end. So he gives a lot of versatility to us and to Jack. And so he was a guy that, again, has that 9 sacks last year. A guy that gives us, again, and gives Jack, the opportunity to do a lot of different things on the defensive side.
Last one, John. How quickly have the last 4 months gone by, and how excited are you for rookie camp and to actually get back on this new sod and start watching these players play and start looking ahead towards next season? It's going to be here.
Yeah, and I think especially when you look at the way last year ended, you want to kind of get going again and find out, get the roster filled and start getting into OTAs. The offseason program's now been going for 2 weeks, and now we'll start the OTAs here. Start getting on the field the next couple weeks and then start the OTAs, rookie mini camps, in a couple weeks. And so to start getting back on the football field, and after we do all this work we do in the offseason with free agency and the draft, it's nice to finally see them get on the field and running around and kind of see what we have. And so that gets exciting. Like you said, that's when it really gets exciting. And like you said, the next thing we know, we'll be in training camp.